On today's show, Volkswagen and U.S. officials finally reach an agreement to compensate diesel owners. Honda will offer non-fuel cell variants of the Clarity, and why growing sales outside of the U.S. is so important to Cadillac. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for April 21st of 2016. Well, Volkswagen has finally come to an agreement with U.S. officials on how it will compensate diesel owners with emission cheating software. Reuters reports that the company is expected to tell a U.S. district judge today it will offer to buy back up to nearly 500,000 vehicles with 2-liter diesel engines equipped with the defeat devices. VW will also set aside $1 billion to compensate owners on top of the buyback, but it's not clear how it will be divided up. But as we told you yesterday, this is just the tip of the iceberg. The company still faces other fines and lawsuits, which analysts on a recent Autoline This Week program predicted could cost the company $70 billion total. In 2012, Peugeot launched its new interior cabin space, what it called iCockpit. There are three main elements to it: a compact steering wheel, head-up display, and large center touchscreen. And now the automaker is giving us a look at what the space might look like on future models. The steering wheel is even more compact, and the head-up display and center screens are even larger. But it's also able to support new advancements like 3D navigation, hands-free and voice controls, and Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Drivers can choose from two different experiences. One is called Boost for dynamic driving, and the other Relax for a calmer experience. And this is a growing trend we're starting to see. Automakers are offering more customizable interior spaces as ride-sharing services gain popularity. And still to come, a look at why going global is so important to Cadillac.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by BorgWarner, feel good about driving.
A few weeks ago, we showed you how China is influencing the development of new Cadillac vehicles. That's because it's a huge market and the company needs to grow on a global basis. Recently on Autoline This Week, we were joined by Johan de Nijssen, the president of Cadillac, and in the following clip, he discusses why the brand needs to grow globally and China's role in that expansion.
Today, luxury brands are successful only if they are global. And you need that global economy of scale to be able to afford the investment in the product portfolio that Cadillac needs to compete toe-to-toe with the market leaders. You know, we cover only about half of the luxury segment today. And there is no way that we could justify the investments from an economic feasibility point of view if we continue to get the lion's share of our business only from the U.S. market. And so as the team and I have planned our long-term future product strategy, it has to be done on the basis of going global. And since we're in a hurry to get all these new products, China has got to be prioritized in terms of developing it as a second volume hub for the brand. Mm-hmm. That is where we can most quickly grow the volume. This doesn't mean that Europe, the Middle East, and Russia, these are important markets to us as well. But, you know, you can't declare war on the entire world at the same time. You've got to do it market by market. And in that sense, China right now plays as an important role in our future as does the domestic market.
You can watch that entire discussion with Johan de Nijssen right now on our website, or you can check it out on our YouTube channel. And don't forget to join us for Autoline After Hours later today. The VP of Product Planning at Kia Motor America, Orth Hedrick, is our special guest, and he's bringing the new Sportage to the studio with him. So to get the inside scoop on the new crossover, join us this afternoon on our website, autoline.tv. And coming up next, Honda upgrades the Accord Hybrid, and it introduces non-fuel cell versions of the Clarity.
Lear Kinexis is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Without the aid of credits or offsets, Honda says it's only one of two automakers currently meeting federal fuel economy targets. And a big reason, the company points to, is its hybrid vehicle strategy. Taking the next step in that strategy yesterday, Honda unveiled its new 2017 Accord Hybrid, more powerful than the previous version that sold 14,000 units last year and more fuel efficient with a combined MPG of 48. The company aggressively hopes to double sales of the hybrid that launches later this spring. But that wasn't the only alt-powered car that Honda put on the spotlight yesterday. In fact, the company introduced a whole new family of cars that it calls the Clarity family. Of course, Clarity is Honda's fuel cell car that was only leased by about 40 Californians. Later this year, the 300-mile fuel cell is available to either lease for $500 a month or buy for around $60,000. Then next year, the fuel cell's two brothers join the family, which are based on the same platform. The Clarity Electric comes first, followed later in 2017 by the Clarity Plug-in Hybrid. So if you're looking for one of the Clarity family to join yours, here's the rundown of where each will be available. The Clarity fuel cell will continue to be offered in California and perhaps another market. Meanwhile, Honda says its electric brother will also be available in California and a few other markets around America, while the Clarity plug-in will be marketed in all 50 states. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching and making AutoLine Daily a part of your day.